2 hours a week sitting in the same room as him is enough. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, come on down, grab your popcorn. It's the Bob and Morg Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Bob and Morg Show this week. You have tuned in to our new podcast going live on all platforms. We've retired on the ranch. We've had enough. This is what it is now. Bob and Morg's. I'm Bob, sitting across from me at the White House.
Yeah, White House.
Morg's himself. No, it's on the ranch. It is on the ranch. You are listening to the right show, but it's just Bob and Morg's this week.
Yeah, well, after Pete just rang in for our Patreon chat, I think we might need to keep it that way for a little bit longer. It's easy. Because that was pure filth.
I have a feeling he's been living alone for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think he needs to acclimatise back to modern society.
I pity his Mrs. I don't want to say loins, but you know what I'm thinking.
Have you heard about pigs, right? Domestic pigs are all a little cute and cuddly.
Allegedly.
But when they get let out and they escape into wild, they become wild boars, so they actually change.
Right.
And their snout gets longer and they grow tusks.
Really?
That's what's happened to Pete. So he's left Hounslow, he's gone out on the tools, out in the back of Whoop Whoop, right? Out in the desert in the Northern Territory. Beautiful. And he's become a wild boar.
He's become a wild boar.
Yeah, that's what's happened.
Yep. Oh, yep. I pity Mika.
Yep.
Yes, well, welcome to episode 159 of On the Ranch, the Bob and Morg Show, after the Cat and Morg Show last week, which was actually quite pleasant to listen to. I don't know about the outro. Mm. The outro tune was a little different.
I can do it again here if you like.
Don't. No, that was good. That was well done. Well done. That was improvised.
It came together very quickly.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned.
It was good.
And we had to quickly cobble together a bit of a recording set up at the dining room table here.
It was good.
But, you know, did a pretty good job.
I was impressed.
Yeah, well, I was pretty happy with it. I think we ended on a strong note. As I said to Kat, I think we ended on a strong note.
We did.
We started maybe a little rough and shaky. We found our feet in the middle. It was a podcast of two halves. We ended strongly.
It was a week of everything. Yeah. Everything this week has been two halves.
It has been. The last 10 minutes, I think we came home strong and we got a couple tries over the line in the last 5 minutes particularly.
Yeah.
Last 5 minutes was the best.
It was good.
So feel free to just scoot straight to the last five.
No. Listen to the whole show. It's much better for our algorithm.
Yeah, true. All right. Listen, like, share.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, even if you put the podcast on somewhere, turn the volume right down and let it play all the way to the end, that helps us out.
When you go to bed. Just make a playlist of every show, the 159.
That's right.
And then go to bed, put it under your pillow, and just you can turn the volume down. We won't be offended.
Yeah.
Although I prefer if you had it up.
Yeah.
And just let it go.
You know, and then do it the next night with a VPN to, I don't know.
Yes, China.
Well, you can VPN to Sydney.
Yeah.
Or New Zealand.
But we could boost our international market.
Absolutely.
Like the NRL is trying to make it in America, right?
It is.
It's all about Vegas and the States.
So well, you could go US West and then the next US night West, US East.
Dallas, Austin's. Austin's very hot right now.
Run through your playlist.
San Fran, very techie.
I like the idea of that.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that more often. Please do actually share us around and subscribe. And in fact, if you aren't already subscribed, unsubscribe and then resubscribe again.
Hack. Life hack.
I have a feeling that would help.
Really?
Oh, probably not.
I might do it every day.
Actually, unsubscribe, then VPN to Sydney.
Yeah.
Then resubscribe.
Jump back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I like the sound of that.
And you can do that to the Patreon too.
Exactly.
Just don't unsubscribe. Just keep resubscribing. No,
just keep resubscribing. And if you don't know how to do all that, get a hold of Morgan. He'll tell you how.
I'll help you out.
He will. Yep. He'll set you up with that, with a VPN to his office.
Yeah, send me a DM to On the Ranch and I'll reply.
Yes.
And we'll hook you up.
World's Greatest Shave this year, April 27, 2024. Pete Coventry is lopping off some locks to help beat blood cancer. He has raised a little over $1,800 so far. Not bad for only it's only been there for a couple of weeks.
And it's a cause that's near and dear to his heart, so he's doing it for a very good cause.
And that hair, I cannot wait until that's gone.
I think everyone's looking forward to it. His wife's, I think, pretty keen.
Very much so.
Yep.
She's sick of smelling it, probably.
It's like when you see the old photos of Pete and he's got like the number one or number two. Yes. And you just don't even realize it's the same guy.
No.
Bit skinnier back in the day too, eh?
Yeah, well, very much so.
Yeah. A bit less grey hair.
Definitely in the jowls.
You know what? Didn't need glasses. Didn't need glasses.
Didn't
have busted knees.
That's right.
Elbows, finger, wrist injuries.
Well, now he's done an MCL or something. He's done a ligament.
He's done something.
He's done something in a knee because he fell into a hole.
Yeah. Didn't stop him, though, because he's a tough cookie, he says.
Oh, that's what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toughest in Townsville.
I think he's been laying up in bed for a week and a half in Catherine.
I think so.
And, just laying back and just taking it easy. But anyway, Pete Shave for a Cure.
Yeah, get around it.
If you just go to the leukemiafoundation.org.au.
And, Rob, didn't you say that you would match each donation personally?
I'm not sure
one,
I said that.
One for one?
I'm not sure I said exactly those words.
I'll have to go back and check on the pod.
You will have to go back. Put it on a playlist over and over and then do it through a VPN.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
I'm pretty sure that's how you do it. Yeah. Did not say that at all. Round three review versus the Dragons, the Cowboys down at Net Strata Jubilee. It was the first half was a half of two halves here.
Oh, again.
I think somebody
what
said,
a, what a
I think
dumpy
Carson
oval.
Said that.
You see how little the Net Strata is? Like, no. They've got the little dinkiest little sign up the top right that says Net Strata. You wouldn't even know.
Well. You know,
what a dump.
Cogra.
What a dump.
Go out to Cogra, mate.
Yeah, it's mate.
Pretty good.
Just give a bloody truck.
9,252 people.
Probably.
And that was probably capacity.
Yeah, probably. They all probably turned up in their bloody Ford Utes.
Well, it's no Leichhardt Oval.
No.
I see Peter Volandi said, if they give it to us, we'll take it.
Oh, really?
He doesn't want to shell out money for it.
That sounds better.
Leichhardt, that is.
No, why would you?
Or Cogra.
No, full of asbestos.
Yeah, that's right. Four tries to the Dragons, which was a little disappointing.
Mm.
Lomax getting a double and then Sloan and Flanagan as well. Well, Lomax actually top and tailed it, really.
Mm.
Pretty average tries. One of their tries was actually pretty good. I can't think which one it is. It might have been that second Lomax one, which I don't think anyone was getting a hole. Put him in a hole.
Yeah, there was one he just cut through. And I think Drinky was kind of wrong-footed or...
Val...
Was it Drinky or Val? Someone was going the wrong way.
Val definitely cut in and tried to jam in a couple times.
Yeah.
And missed.
And just completely shanked it.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least twice. And that might have been Sloan that did that too as well.
Yep. And it just ended up being a huge hole. And he just wandered straight in.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's funny how suddenly our left edge is now the weakness.
Oh, it's not the Felty edge.
Well, everyone was ripping on Felty last year.
Never helped.
Actually, I think someone got around Felty. Might have been last week or the week before. But no one said anything.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, anyway.
No, not
because that was the week he got his 130. So.
Yeah, you'd be wrong to.
Yeah, well, that sounds right. I wouldn't say it to his face either.
No, it was probably Nan Icefold later.
Yeah, more than likely.
I think so.
Eight tries to the Cowboys.
Scorefest.
46 points in total. Now, let me just read here. I don't think there's any double ups. This is all different try scorers. So, Talangi in the fourth, McIntyre in the 24th, Neem in the 32nd, Drinkwater in the 37th, Fini Fuiaki in the 49th. That was a try, obviously, but a good one.
Confirmed by the bunker was a try.
Yeah, Dearden in the 53rd, Holmes in the 61st, and Chad.
Chad with the reach. Yeah, yep. I didn't think he was going to reach. It looked like he was too short, and then all of a sudden, next second, he's over.
Yeah. It was a bit of almost a Kyle Felt put down.
A little bit.
Kind of.
Yeah. No, it's good. We piled him on.
And 7 from 8 conversions for Val, only missing the first one.
Yeah, he's getting back.
That was way out wide. So.
Definitely better this week than last week. He's definitely picked up the game.
Pick up his defence.
Yeah, I've got a theory why potentially he's playing better this week, but it's not fair.
Sober.
I'm sober.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he's sometimes you just need a little caffeine.
Yes, we'll call it caffeine. Now, the other probably big thing to come out of this game is Tamalolo only playing 20 minutes.
Yeah, which everyone's...
21 minutes.
Are they up in arms?
Oh,
Southern people are a bit up in arms.
They're trying to make a story out of it, and they did it the week
before. But it's nothing new.
No.
He's been doing this for ages.
But I don't know if he's played this least amount of minutes. But the whole idea is to save him for the season, to keep him fresh. And because he's now got this knee issue.
We need him for another 2-3 years fresh.
We
right?
do.
Yeah.
The other thing is if you're 46 points to 24.
You don't need him on ground.
No.
Yeah, pull him off.
That's, well, I'm not going to do that, but.
Yeah, well, Pete will. But no, 100%. Like, why would you leave him out there?
Well, we were 5-3 when he would normally come back on with 20 minutes to go. Actually, no, we were 6-3. So we were flogging him.
Yeah, and if he's on Struggle Street, like, there's no point cooking him.
No. You save him for a big game like what's coming this week, if need be.
Exactly. And if we get ahead there and we can pull him, then we pull him.
That's just that. Stop saying pulling. I'm not enjoying it.
I'd start him on the bench. So you start him on the bench. You see how the team goes. If we don't perform, pop him in.
I don't know that you'd do that.
Do you reckon?
Because he, I'm sure he did that.
They did for a bit.
Last year or the year
before. Yeah, and that's when they said, oh, Payton and him are blue earn and all that sort of
jazz. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you look don't like that idea?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose
it kind of forces everyone else to step up.
It does bring on that punch when the opposition is allegedly fatigued, although they're bringing on their players roughly at the same time anyway.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, look, I'm no Coach Payton, but, you know, you...
None of us are.
None of us are. Plenty especially not you. You got a beard.
That's right. Plenty of people think they're better than Todd Payton.
Correct.
Some good plays from some good players.
We had some really nice set plays. That one, I think, where maybe Dearden went across, I think it may have been, or maybe Finifuraki. We had a really nice one with like an inside ball and boom, straight through a hole.
Yeah, it was nice. There was a good change of direction. Yep. I think it was over on the left-hand side. And I think you're right, it's the one that Dearden.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was like a trick play.
Yeah.
And old Robbo. Robbo was on fire.
Was he what?
Yeah. I think we'll find out later in the points how much I thought he was on fire. But he was having a blinder.
You liked him, I can see.
Now, he was involved in basically every single try. And not just because he was playing the ball.
That helps.
Because, that definitely helps.
Yeah.
But he was the direct passer to the try scorer in a fair few of them.
He would have been, yeah.
At least
him and Drinky.
Number 1 and 3 he was.
Drinky had about 3 or 4 try assists. In fact, I could probably look that stat up because, you know, they track that sort of stuff.
They do. No, I thought Robert had a blinder.
Yeah, and he would have. I thought he would. I didn't give him points, strangely, but...
Well, dogged him.
Yeah, I know. I dogged him completely.
What are you agreeing with me for?
Well...
You should be telling me he had a stinker.
No, he did stand out. I just didn't... I think everybody stood out.
I think he had a good a good try-save and tackle at one point too.
Look, he played well.
I was actually at the Metropole because we were going to Pink. So we had some free drinks at the Metropole.
Yep.
But had it on in the Metropole. I was out in like the front beer garden area.
Yep.
So... I sort of didn't see every single play. I went back and watched it on TV. But every time we were about to score, I knew something was happening because there were some very loud lads in there having a great time. And every time something was on, I'm like, oh, hang on, got to go, you know, make sure I'm closer to the TV.
Yep.
They were like my early warning bell that we were about to score.
That makes
very
sense.
Very handy.
Reece, my voice is killing me tonight. It's killing me every night. So 3 try assists. For Reece Robson and 2 line break assists.
Oh, what a man.
Drinky with 2 try assists.
That it?
Two. But also 2 line break assists and 6 tackle breaks.
Yeah, that is nice.
Val Holmes
tackle breaks.
7 tackle breaks.
Yes. Yeah, and a lot of metres too.
247 metres, 107 post contact, basically topped everybody.
I think you'll find this is reflected in my fridge once.
Yeah, it does look that way. And we'll get to those pretty much right now. We might just get pistols out of the way because we don't have any explanations here, but it's probably pretty self-explanatory. We might just make up our own explanations. So he's gone 3 points
You go first. You go 3-1. I'll do 2.
All right. Okay. Right. So he's gone 3 points for Drinky.
Yep.
Just a bulldog. He's one of the hounds of justice.
He is.
He's an honor. Is he honorary hounds of justice?
He's in the Avengers.
Is he even one? He's one of the Avengers.
He is avenging gods.
No. He'd be one of the Justice League.
Yeah,
because that's DC.
Drinky would be Would Drinky be Marvel or DC?
Oh, now there's a question. He's probably DC.
I think DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say DC.
I think he'd be a. I don't know about a Batman fan. Probably a Flash fan.
He'd be like Robin. Drinky's Robin. He looks like Robin.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd be a fan of Robin.
Well, I mean, is anyone?
I'm saying.
Robin's a pretty dodgy character. Pretty crappy. There's a word I'm trying not to. Yeah, I'm trying to step around a word here.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
2 points for Pistol.
All right. So 2 points. He's given it to Big McLean. I reckon just big engine room in the middle, pumping fire muscles up and down the middle, just sweating blood and guts.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Slapping each other on the ass and just pumping each other across the line.
It does sound like Pete's been out 14 days away from home.
So, well deserved too. He had a good game. I probably disregard some of the inside players a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's good that he got his props.
Indeed.
Do you get it? Props.
Oh, I like it. That was subtle. Very subtle.
Just in case you missed it.
So subtle. Props. You get it? You get it? Props.
You get it, sir? Sir? Please, sir. Please, sir.
1 point he's given to Reece Robson, who's just all he is a torso.
Just a six pack.
Just
a six pack.
He just tackled his ass off. I'm trying to find how many actual tackles he made here. Let me just have a quick look. In defence.
69, 66.
35.
Is that it?
What do you mean? Is
I would have said 60.
Reuben Cotter's the next nearest on 33.
On 10.
But Geordie McLean.
28, I said McLean, didn't I?
You said McLean.
Yeah, I knew a McLean. That's my problem.
Okay.
I had a friend who was McLean.
I thought it was McLean. Jordan McLean.
Jordan McLean. I thought it was too.
Anyway, 28 tackles for him and 100% tackle efficiency.
Jordan McLean. McLean's a dentist, isn't he?
It's toothpaste.
Yeah, McLean's.
Yeah.
Yeah, McLean.
You get why they call it that.
Because it's clean.
Correct.
McLean's makes you McLean.
I'm today years old when I figured that out.
That is pretty good, actually. Yeah,
it's a snuff hat. All right, I'll rip these ones off quickly. 3 points. I've also given a drinky because he had a blinder that game.
Yep.
How he's not topping the Dallium leaderboard, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he did get 5 votes overall just from this game. 2 points I gave to Griffin Neame.
Big dog.
I thought he had a brilliant game, even though he only played, let's see, I should look up these stats beforehand, 44 minutes. But in that time, he was just a machine. 62 post-contact metres, 178 run metres. So his actual run metres, he was the second highest run metre. There you go.
That's good. Good effort.
44 minutes and only second to Val Holmes, who had those seven tackle breaks. So
he put in the metres.
He is huge. Mm. Yeah, I think he's our next Tom Gilbert.
Ooh, that's big.
But that's, well.
That's a huge thing to say, right?
That is, I think he's our Tom Gilbert.
Oh, look.
He probably doesn't seem to fire up as much.
No, he hasn't got that jump on my back and I'll carry you through the trenches of World War II.
Well, he kind of does because he grabs the ball and just runs. He's a good example.
He's the new Tomalolo.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's Tomalolo with good knees and hands before he went boxing.
good knees and hands.
Are we still letting Tomalolo box?
Oh, you better freaking not be.
Can we not?
It was at the end of last year he wanted to box. And it's like, dude, you broke your hand like 12 months ago.
Your hands are busted. Your knees busted.
This guy.
Just don't go anywhere.
Don't give him a packet of 12 eggs either. 1 point I've given to Kyle Phelps. He is a breakdancing superstar.
He is.
He is.
He is. You're going to have to explain that.
All right. So the Cowboys. Everyone would have seen this. Cowboys put a picture out 2 or 3 days ago, and it's Kyle Felt on one hand after I think someone tackled him or it might have been going for the ball. There was no ball in sight that I saw.
But anyway, I know the picture, but I don't remember if there was a ball there.
No, I don't think there was. No. I don't know why that happened. But anyway, he had one hand on the ground. He was in a breakdancing move.
Doing the spin.
Yeah, and he, so. He's a breakdancer. He just did well.
Yeah,
he had a great game.
Without
scoring.
Without scoring, which is good because as much as I don't like to see him not score, I secretly want him to score his record winning try in Townsville.
Yes, but I want him to score this weekend against Broncos. I think it would be good either way. Like if he broke the record at Suncorp.
I mean, it's another dagger in their heart at Suncorp.
Yeah, it is. You know? It is. We might get to that in the next for the preview versus the Broncos. So, Morgs, your points.
Probably no surprise. I've gone my man, Robbo, no ass, no arms, no legs, no head.
He's just
abs,
a rib.
Just a bloody rib.
It's just one rib.
You know, like you get the chicken wing, the chicken rib. He's just a rib. Robson.
I want my baby back.
Ribs. He had a great game. He was great on attack at the line in dummy half, and I think he also was pretty kick-ass in defence as well. Number two, points. Number two, for 2 points, I've gone Drinky. I think everyone's explained why. He's just on fire right now. He's got to be shoo-in for Daly M. If you haven't put some money on him,
oh, I wonder what that's
put him about. On. I'll look that gamble up. Responsibly, but chuck a 10 on him. For 1 point, I've gone my man Val Holmes, who I think has had a bit of a comeback this week after maybe he didn't have the best week last week and possibly the week before. I think he's really bounced back quite honourably, and he was kicking well, and he had the tackle breaks, and he had run metres, and he's turned his season around, although it's only been 3 weeks.
Very good.
Mm.
I just realised you can't bet on the Daly M anymore.
Oh, because of the scandal.
Ages ago, yeah. So I went looking at what other markets are out there.
Why can you bet on reality TV then? Why can you bet on Big Brother exactly. and Survivor? Yeah. That's been recorded 6 months beforehand.
Yeah, but you can't bet on the Daly M.
That's disgraceful.
It's garbage.
Yep.
Anyway, so actually I was going to have a look at the novelty bets to see what else there was, but I won't do that right now. We might do that some other time. This microphone being up this high.
What do you think?
It's giving me this weird back cramp.
Is it really? Oh, you pulled, so every pulled time, a muscle.
Just when you were reading out your points, then I leaned back.
I saw you do that. I was like, oh, that's
such a relief.
Like he's just going to have a quick little nap here.
I could. These are they're quite comfy.
I thought I'd better put the extra effort in and just stretch the segment out so you can have a nice little rest.
You did a good job. I got a couple of breaths in. It was quite nice.
I got a bit fascinated listening to my own voice in these beautiful microphones now.
They're so nice, isn't it? There's no background noise.
No, it's just lovely.
Really good. You really don't have to talk that loud. It doesn't stress your voice.
It's like being on a bloody radio station.
It is a little bit like
being in the 1950s.
Yeah, and next.
How good is that?
Next in our news bulletin. Man has landed on the moon.
Or you can talk to the minions. Yeah.
That's very alien.
I love this machine. This is, it's so nice. All right, so round four kicks off on Thursday night, but the game we care about is on Friday, the 29th of March. Good Friday. It's on a Good Friday.
It is Good Friday.
It is a Good Friday at 7 p.m. at Suncorp, so you know who we're playing against. Everyone knows that anyway.
Let's see. It'd have to be the Dolphins.
Well, Titans. That's the other derby. The other derby. The budget.
It's all Queensland derbies this year.
That's the Aldi derby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is Queensland derby.
Although there's nothing wrong with Aldi.
Could be derby.
No, I'm derby.
Are we derby in Queensland?
I'm derby.
Derby, derby, derby. I think derby. We say derby. Yeah, I say
we
derby.
We say derby because if you go derby, it's like
your derby's.
Let's go to the derby.
Yeah, yeah, no, we're derby.
See, I'm using these buttons too much.
Yeah, no, I like the buttons though.
Broncos currently in 14th spot, deservedly. It's because they're a bottom four side.
Yeah, and with Reynolds being busted.
Yeah, he's semi-busted though.
Yeah, but I think all season he's going to be up and down.
He was all up and down last year too, though.
He's broken.
He's been up and down for about 3 years, which is why South's got rid of him.
Yeah, and I think it's good we missed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did well with Chad. We just need to get him a haircut.
Yeah, well, he's got the haircut of power now. He brushed it the right way.
Yeah, look, he blends in too much. You know, like I can't pick him sometimes when he's playing.
That's probably a good thing. Yeah. This is a Channel 9 game, so for anyone who wants to catch it live on Channel 9, good luck to you.
Speaking of broadcasts, just in our quick little new segment, broadcast chat.
Right.
Have you noticed that KO is now doing some 4K?
Yes.
Mm.
They did advertise that. That's why they put the prices up.
Yes. So dogs, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because for so long I've been annoyed that you can't get in 4K.
I can't say I've noticed because I don't have a 4K.
Well, that's the thing. Screen. I'm yet to see one in 4K. Now, I've got a 4K TV.
Uh-huh.
Now, I only realized this the other day because I was driving through the city and you know the big sign in Flinders Street opposite the brewery?
Big sign. On the opposite POA. Corner. Yep.
Yeah, it had like KO now in 4K. And I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Yep.
Like, when did this happen? Right. Yep. I'm behind the times. And then I'm thinking back, I haven't seen any games in 4K yet.
Well, they're slowly rolling it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I looked at the schedule and there were games that should have been in 4K. So I've got to suss it out. But
if you want
point
to
of a story.
Sorry, go.
Point of a story.
Yeah.
I'm excited that we should be able to watch 4K KO.
Yeah.
Because it's so frustrating not like being able to see crisp in this day and age.
It's 2024.
It's 2024.
For Christ's sake.
Exactly. And I think I said this the other week. I didn't want to put a satellite dish on the roof.
Yeah, well, and that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's all.
But if you can stream it.
If you can stream it, so get around it. Heads up, KO, 4K.
One way to save a bit of money on that, if you don't mind having an AFL membership.
Yeah.
you get 12 months of KO. I think just about every AFL team.
Really?
You get a digital membership and you can get 12 months of KO.
I'll have to investigate that because I'm a Magpies member.
Oh, there you go.
I should technically probably have KO membership.
I believe you can. Well, it's normally a digital membership.
Yep.
And at one stage there, GWS was the cheapest. And strangely enough, GWS has a massive increase in members this year.
A bit like the Tassie Devils.
Yeah, yeah. Well, theirs is like $10 founding member.
I'm a founding member, $10.
I was thinking of doing that too.
$10, you can't go wrong.
It's history.
Yeah. Plus, you know what? If they get in a grand final, tickets.
That's true.
Sorted.
So, yeah, if you don't mind being an AFL member, there are thousands of NRL-only people who hate AFL who bought GWS or...
To get the KO.
Just to get the KO.
That's genius. I'll tell you what, though.
It's $250 for a year.
Why wouldn't you?
It's way cheaper.
Feel free to sign up to a Magpies.
Or West Coast.
We will welcome you.
West Coast is a little bit more expensive.
If you want to follow a perennial losing club for the next 10 years, jump on West
Coast.
Whoa,
10 years. Settle. Well, we'll be back.
I said pre-pod. I said a couple of years, but
yeah,
it could be a while.
It could be a couple of years. Anyway, back to the game that
back
we were talking
NRL,
about.
Sorry.
The real derby.
Yep.
The squad is, mostly unchanged? Drinky, Felty, Holmesy, but Labert's back.
Yep.
One big Zach Labert at number four. Murray Talangi, Tom Dearden, Chad Townsend, Jordan McLean, Reece Robson, Taumalolo, Fini Fuiaki, Nanai, Ruben Cotter. On the bench is Granville, Neame, McIntyre, and Jack Gajewski, the jet ski. Tom Chester, 18th man again. And, that's looking like a decent squad.
Mm.
Over on the opposition is Tristan Saylor at fullback. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Replacing Dreamy Eyes.
Yeah.
Well, one Dreamy Eye.
How long is he going for?
Did they confirm a fracture? I haven't kept up on the news this week, unfortunately. I've had a few other things on just quietly. Jesse Arthurs, Katoni Stagg, Selwyn Cobbo in at centre with Dean Mariner on the wing. Ezra Mam and Adam Reynolds in the halves. Corey Jensen, Billy Walters, Fletcher Baker at prop. Jaden Hunt, Jordan Rickey and Pat Carrigan, the run-on squad. Coming off the bench, they've got Tyson Smoothie, Xavier Willison, Kobe Hetherington, and what would you call him? Old man, Corey Oates.
Old boy.
Old
man Oates.
The man who lost the 2015. Actually, no. I won't give him that. I think if we're going to play the Broncos, now's the time to do it. No Walsh, that's handy.
Yeah, that helps.
Although you want to play the best team.
I mean, they say that, but we want to win.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
If we go 4-0, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, top of the table.
Yeah. I mean, we're top of the table anyway.
Yeah, but we're staying at the top of the table.
I have a feeling, I think, if we win, even if we lose, it depends on margins on other results as to whether or not we stay at the top.
That's exciting.
Because we're actually one game clear of everyone at the moment.
How good's that?
We're the only undefeated team.
You reckon we can do it all the way to round 24?
No.
Imagine if we did that to Magic Round.
Come Origin, we're going to be depleted. Like, we've got great depth, but it's going to be almost an entire reserve squad.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're going to lose a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Reece Robson should get New South Wales too.
He better.
Yeah, if he gets dogged again.
He's in such form.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
Who's he going to get beaten by? Damien Cook again? No.
You wouldn't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, pretty much our entire team should be selected.
I mean, there's limits.
Maybe not Jason.
No, well,
maybe not him.
For reasons.
Yeah, self-explaining reasons.
Yeah, yeah. But, we're going to lose a few.
Put Granville in.
Like at the moment, you have a look at our extended bench, or reserves, I should say. Thomas McCarthy, Sammy Valame.
Great.
Jake Clifford.
Yep.
I'm going to screw this up, but Marley Bitangani.
Yeah.
Bitangani.
Bitangani.
Yeah.
Bit of a French flavour to it.
I'm thinking.
Bitangani.
Look, I'm not going to speculate because I'm no good at origins of names. But
I can't click on his name.
No,
I can't even get a,
nor can I.
A bio.
That's
here.
Good. It's not just me. So he must be.
Man, let's see where he's from.
He must be a new young fella. Listeners, let us know if you've seen Marley playing. What's he like? Is he half decent? I'm sure he is.
I mean, he played for I was going to say he plays for Blackhawks, but I get a 404 not found.
Oh, really?
It's like he's been scrubbed from the internet.
I doubt that. Scruffy, is he like a Russian spy or something?
I just want to know where he came from. I can't get anything.
Can't even get that. Just completely scrubbed.
Who are you, son?
We should take a screenshot of it in case he disappears as of tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Can't be half bad if he's ahead of Jake Clifford in the reserves.
Yeah, for sure. I completely agree. But no, I've got nothing.
Nothing.
I cannot find anything.
You can't even just Google his name?
I mean, you can, but it doesn't really give you anything decent. He's Australian. That's all I've got. Nationality, Australia.
Yeah, but okay, QRL. Look, Host Plus Cup. Look, page not found.
Page not found.
Wow. Exactly.
I mean, there's no wiki. There's nothing.
Okay, I've got some news items. I'm going to click on these. I know this is champagne content.
Yeah, this is what the listeners want.
Totally. So it looks like he came from Blackhawks.
Yeah. No, it looks like he did. But that's as much as I can get.
Must have pinched him because there's not too many Blackhawks and we don't care about them anymore. But
I can't even find an article about him joining and like a press release saying, hey, he's joined the club and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I found on Cowboys News
in
November 2023 talking about his second preseason training alongside the top squad.
Oh, yep. Yep, I got that.
So he must have been around last year.
Pretty good looking lad. He's looking fit. He's ripped.
He's no Instagram page.
No, I got nothing on this guy. He's an unknown.
He has come out almost out of nowhere.
Maybe he's our secret weapon. Just chuck him in.
All right. So if you've never used rugbyleagueproject.org, get on over there, have a look around. There's stats from games you've never even heard of over there, Rugby League Project. Shout out to those guys.
Oh, I found something interesting here.
Oh, look out.
He might have two names.
Oh.
I found a page where his first name is not Marley.
It's okay.
E-Marley.
All right.
With an E in the front.
Right.
E-Marley, Bitagunny.
Okay.
Bitagunny.
There's going to be people yelling at their MP3 players. MP3 players? Who the fuck's got an MP3?
Oh, no, I've got it. His name's wrong. His name has an E in the front. He's born in Tanzania, moved to Australia in 2007, an athletic middle forward. It's his name. His actual name is E-Marley.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Not Marley.
All right. Well, I found a Marley.
So chuck an E in front, you'll find way better.
I found him on LinkedIn too.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Can you endorse him for footy playing? And also,
not until I see him playing.
And also possibly hiding on the internet.
Yes. Yeah. Strangely, Cowboys, I mean, he must have played in one of the trials. There he is right there. Must have played in one of the trials.
Yeah, he's looking fit.
Let me have a look. Here we go. Born in Tanzania, bit and go, moved to Australia. Oh, it's the same thing you found.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
Athletic middle forward.
Yeah, that's him.
Impressed against the Dolphins.
Yep.
Development contract in 24. Well, there you go.
So who stuffed up his name here?
Well, it might be like Jason Taumalolo's name's not Jason.
What is it?
Don't ask me that.
No, what is it? I want to hear you pronounce it.
No, I have to look it up.
I don't know what it is.
Jason
Taumalolo. Here we go.
This is
nickname champ. Jason. Oh, wow. Look at this. Okay, here we go.
Vai. I would say it's like vai. Vai.
Vai. Vai. I think vai.
I should check the pronunciation content that we were sent. Actually, I'll have a look at that right now. Live.
So I wonder where his name Jason came from as a nickname.
Oh, you know how a lot of... I don't want to say a lot of.
No, you're right. They have nicknames and
they have
family names and stuff.
Like Western names?
Yeah, exactly.
Even like
well, I've got
subcontinent
a
like
Taiwanese friend called Mac.
Yep.
Real name, Kamawachua.
Well, there you go.
Everyone's
probably because
Mac.
There's a lot of Westerners who can't pronounce.
Exactly. We're lazy.
And we're lazy and can't be bothered.
It's like we call people Bluey and Redo and
so they So they Marty. Come up with I guess Western names. In order to
fit in,
not so much fit in, just make it easier.
Well,
in the
old days, it would have fit in. These days, you don't need to do it so much.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I can't find his pronunciation, there we go. Jason Taumalolo and E-Marley.
Oh, here we go. Enrolled in primary school under his given name, his teacher was unable to pronounce it correctly, instead deciding to call him Jason. For shame.
Oh, for Vai.
So... Yeah. So that's why he's Jason.
Right.
Because the teacher couldn't pronounce his name properly.
That's
scandalous.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, that's actually scandalous.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back to Friday, 29th of March at Suncorp, 7 p.m. Get on down or watch it on your favourite TV station without a satellite dish on your roof.
Mm. I'll tell you what, this show runs smoothly about Pete, doesn't it?
It does, actually. It's just so smooth. No tangents at all.
No, nothing.
It's gone really well. Yep. News this week, there is a Rail Motor single being released on Thursday, which will include a video clip. It's called There's a Light from the album, which is called 11.
So that'll be the day you're listening to this.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh. I assume this will be our Thursday.
Oh, that's right, yes. So it's coming out today.
Today.
Which is tomorrow when,
yep,
as we speak, or tomorrow if you're a Patreon.
So I assume it'll be on Spotify at least. Jump on your Spotify.
At the very least, it's on Spotify. Yep. Have a look for Rail Motor. Now, Rail the Motor. Reason we mention this one is our good friend Kat, who was on last week, is on this track.
Singing.
That's right. She got asked to join the band because they too decided they needed a girl.
That's how these things happen.
And she could talk footy and cricket and fit in with the boys. She certainly does. Fits. She sings. If it fits, she sits. She sings on a few tracks in the upcoming album. It was recorded in Agnes Water in January.
I think you had like a 1 or 2 week studio session.
Yeah, I've heard a few little – I probably shouldn't say this, but I've heard a few little bits nuggets. And pieces, nuggets.
Yep.
And I like it.
It goes good.
It goes all right.
What sort of genre are we talking for Rail Motor? Metal? Hard rock?
No.
No?
No. I'm no good with genres and music, so asking me that is...
I was just giving you a little softball there. I thought you'd smash
it home.
You'd
lob it up.
Yeah, I really thought I'd get a home run there.
I think we've mentioned Rail Motor before, so some of our listeners may have actually tuned in just for a bit
I'm
going to
go folky.
No.
Bluesy?
Pub rock?
Pub rock. Indie pub rock.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sorry, Kat. I know you want to.
This is a shambles.
You want to choke me?
I really thought I'd give you an easy question.
Yeah, don't. No, not on the fly like that. I'm no good with questions on the fly.
Right, so it's not corn.
Kat has just pegged her phone at the wall.
Yep.
God, these boys. This is why we need a girl.
This is why. Yeah, we need a girl.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway,
I'm going to stick to Bluesy Fog.
It's definitely not Bluesy Fog.
But no. Didn't she go to Blues Fest with Rail Motor?
Yes.
So wouldn't that then imply that they were bluesy?
No good with genres. Apparently there was another festival that just got cancelled.
Oh, that was Splendor in the Grass.
Right.
You old man.
See?
All the cool hip bands.
I have never been to a festival. I would not know what to do there.
Seriously, festivals overrated.
I would think so as well.
I think that's why we're all blown up.
I think probably the worst people to get festival advice from is two nerds.
Yeah, most likely.
Sorry, two geeks.
Oh, look, I don't want to do the camping thing. I don't want to go for 3 days and camp with a bunch of annoying drunk people. Like, give me a hotel and something comfortable and like a VIP tent with like food and drinks and I'm there.
You're good.
I don't want to be in the sun for 12 hours with a bunch of annoying, obnoxious drunk people. Which so also no, reminds me of Magic Round of Pete.
You'd be no good at the Goldfield Ashes is what I was thinking.
No, I wouldn't
be. Exactly that.
I did that once and I have not returned.
The good part about that is it's you're with friends.
Yeah, for sure.
However, at a festival or camping out in the middle of Hoosville.
Too many annoying people.
There'd be smelly people.
Yeah, too many people off drops.
Oh, no, yeah. Speaking of off
drops. Again, reminds me of Magic Round of Pete.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Which I have signed up again for, I must say.
Yeah,
so
well,
it can't be too bad.
You don't, no complaints. Mm. That's your own fault, that one. All right, tipping comp at ESPN Footy Tips.
Yep, SP.
SP. Footytips.com.au. The main tipping comp as we speak is, I mean, people are using their jokers already. Like,
too early.
Let's talk about, the early crow.
Mm.
Robbo mode. Has used two jokers in a row to streak out to a 4-point lead.
You're fooling me. Too early.
It is too early.
It's too early.
Castle Hill Hotboxer in second place, having used one joker on 24 points. Rock Lobster also used a joker last week, tipped 6, now on 21 points. Brian Mayer is a longtime listener and longtime friend of myself and Pistol, and he joined the comp this year. He is on 20 points, having not used a joker. I think he tipped, from what I can see here, round one he got 9 points, round two he got 9 points.
Mm.
So he tipped 2 perfect rounds.
Wow.
Last week he got 2 points.
Oh, no. It's like a fall from grace by Pete.
That's a very much a fall from grace. Well, he was leading the comp. He's now in fourth.
Yeah, right.
ESPN 89132700, that's not Finn, is on 19 points in equal, I don't know, fifth or something with JJ 86.
Yeah, fifth.
Then we got Marcus IS or LS, Rion, Hail 7, and Bag of Python Seed.
Bag of Python Seed.
The next person to use a joker now in 10th position. So, yeah, Cotterby the Cowboys is in 15th. Some of the awesome names that we've got. Dearden's Nut.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is in 20th, having used a joker last week as well. We've got Debkins in 29th, Farkoff in 30th, Kyle Felt Me Up in 31st.
What about 38?
38 is what? Oh, Pistol Blazing Two Guns is in 38th spot.
What's happened here?
He's come back home. He's tipped 6 this week.
I reckon someone else has tipped for him out west.
Yeah, yep. That's probably what happened. Or the morphine. After he fell into the hole.
Yes.
He's laid back and just pressed buttons.
Yep.
And random pressed and came up with 6 points.
It's like artists when they get on the stuff, the gear.
Yeah.
That's when they make their amazing albums, right?
Artists and wingers.
So Pete, yes, yes. So Pete needs to be fair up it before he can tip correctly.
Sounds about right. Swiss Cowboy, our Swedish correspondent, Swiss correspondent. In 50th, he's going to throttle. He's just thrown his phone as well.
Shout out, Carsten.
Carsten. Very well done, Carsten.
My man.
Thirsty for Drinky. That's a bit...
probably Pete's burner account.
Yeah. 53. Yep. In 53rd. Golf Ball Whacker Guy, which is Billy. He's in 57th. And I'm looking for you. Where are you?
I'm 87.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Leilua's Driving School is in 63rd. We've got to keep a hold of some of these ones.
Oh, how good was it seeing him get fairly beat on the weekend?
Yeah, nice. That's a shame. Yep. He was shut down.
Yep.
Shame for what he is. I'm in 77th.
Yeah, nice. So I'm coming last.
Out of us three, yeah.
Out of three, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, three out of three.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's fine. Good.
We'll come back.
Yeah, of course. Webster One, who was one of our previous winners, is in 83rd. right underneath Morgs in 88th spot is Zach Lazepipe. And we might just leave it on.
He does.
Only at the end there. Yep. So, look, let's just have a quick look at page three. At the page three, girls. What? Chris Reed, Magic Mike. This is all 101 onwards, guys. You got to lift your game. Cowboy 71, Ma'am Cunster. Sorry, who? Super Duper Dude. Cows are trash. Look, it's not a shame to see you down the bottom.
Yeah, what's that about? Get out of the comp.
Get out of the comp. We don't like you at all. Gus Bus.
That's not bad.
In 113th. Hawk for Life in 114th. And the Potato in 115th.
Oh, you're kidding.
Our actual Potato.
Is it last?
Is not last. We got Cambo 22 playing the tips, and Scotty not drink water who hasn't tipped. The three people underneath the Potato have missed like two rounds each.
So that's an interesting experiment. It actually shows that we are actually using some skill in tipping.
We are,
and not just luck.
Well,
yeah. But what is concerning me is how far ahead Pete is from Potato.
Yeah, but look, it's all still pretty close.
Yeah, it's early days.
We'll be fine.
But
we'll
Potato hasn't used a joke yet either.
No, I don't know how we're going to figure that out.
We'll think about it.
We'll have to, we'll come up with something there. Over at our Patreon exclusive tipping comp, Rion is winning that one on 18 points. Get your tips out in second. Camo 99 in third. Dearden's Nut is in fourth. And Grizzly 87th in the top five of that one. Ma'am Cunster coming last in that one. Doesn't mean you get your money back. Actually, we might give you money back if you come last in that competition. It's free to join.
Yeah,
well, it's not for the Patreon.
Not really. You might be writing checks you can't cash.
But we'd have to give them a microphone. So
yeah, true.
Our Patreon funds, by the way, have paid for our new microphone, and that's why we sound so.
Yeah, so if we sound amazing, thank you very much.
Yeah,
so, and if we still sound terrible, then we did our best.
But genuine thank you for those who are our Patreon.
Thank you for the support.
There is about a little over half hour of discussion pre-pod.
And Pete rang in. Which...
And there are stories.
Maybe not a selling point.
It's don't listen to it with kids around.
No, it was actually pretty bad.
Unless they're so young, they don't understand, adult hugs.
I think it's... Pr- pretty clear what he's trying to discuss.
Well, maybe. Mm. Yeah. Like my kids might pick up on what it is.
It is his favourite movie. Well, a romantic tale. But as old as time.
Think of the best scene in that movie, and I'm not talking where Jack.
Are you
sinks.
Talking about the sinking? No, okay, all right. The bit where the quartet play on at the end. Is that the best bit?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. That's touching.
It's a steamy part.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh,
and it involves a car.
The car bit.
The car bit.
Yeah.
On a boat.
Yep.
The one car bit on the boat.
And the lack of protection by Jack.
So yep. NRL round four is kicks off on
Thursday.
Kicks off Thursday night at 7 p.m. Allianz Stadium.
We've got the Roosters at $1.55 taking on the Panthers at $2.45. Did Pistol end up sending through his tips?
I'm not sure, but what do you think about the Roosters being favourites here?
Oh, he did. The Roosters being favourites because there's no Cleary.
Yeah, still. I mean, that's probably fair.
Although, was it like O'Sullivan or something they had last year?
I'm still going Panthers.
And they went all right.
I'm still going Panthers.
Okay. All right. Well, potato, I couldn't even think of what to call it.
I've got Pete's tips here too.
Very good. The potato has gone the Roosters with a zero margin. I am going to go the Roosters by four.
Okay. I'm going to go Panthers by four.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm sticking fat.
Very good. And Pistol has gone?
Panthers.
And he's gone 12 on margin from what I can see.
I wonder if he knows that Cleary's out.
Well, bit of chin music.
Big margin.
Yeah.
Yeah, big margin.
Friday the 29th, the Rabbits are taking on the Bulldogs. This is $1.48 the Rabbits and $2.65 the Dogs. This one's at a Core Stadium at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Spud has gone the Bulldogs here.
Probably smart.
Yeah, probably. I'm going the Rabbits.
Yeah, look, I'm going the Bunnies here for sure.
Very good. What's Pistol picked up?
He has gone the Doggies for this one.
What, the Dogs?
Yeah, I know.
Very weird.
What a dog.
7:05 p.m. at Suncorp Stadium. The Broncos, $2. Cowboys, slightly favoured at $1.80. That actually kind of scares me. I don't like going in as the favourite.
Yeah, it's tight.
It is tight. Tight like a tiger. The Spud spun around. Pick the freaking Broncos.
What a, what's the word I'm looking for? Traitorous. Jack. Traitorous thing to do.
It's a jack at potato.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. You're like, jack.
Jack.
It's a jack at potato. Yeah. I'm going the Cowboys.
Yeah, look, I'm going the Cowboys too. I think that is the obvious choice.
And Pistol's gone the Broncos.
Yeah, what a dog. I can't believe he did that.
I doubt that he has.
No, he's gone the Cowboys.
Yeah, fair enough.
Cowboys climb.
So, Cowboys, don't say that.
Well, we're just climbing to the top.
You can climb down.
Not very easily. Have you ever tried to climb down? It's hard.
Yeah, I'm not good.
No, I'm not good.
I got stuck on my roof just pre-cyclone.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Trying to get off the ladder?
Trying to get around.
The gutter?
The gutter.
Back onto the ladder. Yeah. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to do this just here.
Yeah.
Because I had to take down the weather thing because it was too windy.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah.
Not a good look trying to get off a ladder.
I am not a heights person.
You feel very awkward.
I'm no mountain goat.
No. Yep.
Not at all. Saturday the 30th, 4:30 p.m. Wins Stadium. Dragons, $3.20. Manly are $1.35. The Spud has picked up Manly on this one. Probably not the worst choice. I too am going Manly.
I have gone Manly and Pete has gone the Dragons.
Weird. Weird.
He is. Well, that is a very peaked bet, you know.
Look, the Dragons could. I mean, they could win.
He likes to tip the alternate.
Is he tipping because if Dragons beat Manly, it keeps Manly away from us? Manly currently in fifth.
Maybe.
On 4 points.
I would have thought he's tipping that because he thinks most people would tip Manly. So then if Dragons get up, he's going to be the only one who's tipped them.
I mean, this is.
I think that's where he's going with this.
It's a theory.
Yeah. I can't work out. You can't read Pete's brain. Like many have tried and many have failed.
Gave up a long time ago. 6:35 p.m. at Cbus Super Stadium, which is about 2.5 hours from Doomben. In case you're trying to catch race 8, just something we worked out today.
Yep.
The Titans are $2.15 going up against the Dolphins at $1.70. The Spud has spun out. the Dolphins. And I'm going to go the Dolphins as well.
I'm going Dolphins too.
Pistol?
He is also going Dolphins.
Ooh.
Good question. Thanks for asking.
No. Yep. Good question, my last.
Yep.
Sunday the 31st, 3:05 p.m. Go Media Stadium. The New Zealand Warriors are $1.40. The Knights are $2.95.
Doesn't have the same ring. What's Mount that? Smart. Go Media. Mount Smart.
Yeah, no.
I don't like
it. Not quite the thing. The Spud has picked the Warriors. I too am picking the Warriors.
I three am picking the Wars. And Pete four picks the Wars.
Oh, everyone on the Wars.
We're all on the Wars bandwagon.
Up the Wars.
Sunday, get around the Wars. Easter Sunday.
It is.
Yeah, so that could be like a bit of a spiritual homecoming to Go Media.
Yeah, I like it. Home. Go Media. You're right. Yeah,
for a long time home, Go Media.
Go Media.
Yeah.
5:15 p.m. Points Bet Stadium. The Sharks are $1.57. The Raiders are $2.40. The Spud has gone the Raiders. I have not even thought about this one yet. Trying to think who is who. Why are the Sharks so short priced? Just because it's a points bet.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's have a look here. See if I can
Who's out for the Raiders?
For the Raiders, who's missing in the Raiders?
Corey Horsbrough.
I have managed to load up the NRLW by mistake, so that isn't very impressive.
See, does Horsbrough even play for the Raiders anymore? I don't even know. Or did
Raiders.
He go to Bulldogs?
Sharks, Raiders. Okay, here we go. Here we go. There's a lot of in and outs on both sides, but
right
out on the Raiders is no one special.
No one special. Really strange.
The same for Sharks. Finucane out for Sharks. There's nothing really going on.
Really weird, yeah. And the Sharks just got flogged by the Tigers, so I don't know why they're favourites here.
I don't really get that either.
Must be the points bet thing.
Yeah, we're just flat track bullies.
Really don't know. Because I don't know and I don't know the history here, I'm going to pick the Sharks.
Oh, so you're just siding with the common man, are you?
Yes. I'm a sheep.
Well, Pete and I,
yep,
we're going to milk.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not surprised.
No, why wouldn't you? It ties in well with Pete. But
look, if it rains and Nico's hair gets wet.
That's true. Good
Sharks
point.
Win.
Yep.
Simple.
And there's a lot of East Coast rainers here this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that probably is pretty smart.
Sure. It's Go Media. It's not Mount Smart.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Monday, the 1st of April, Easter Monday. Ooh. Monday night football. What's Monday afternoon football? Combank Stadium, 3 p.m. Eels, $1.45. No, Tigers, $2.75.
That's a good sound stadium, Combank.
Combank?
Yeah, sounds strong.
Yeah.
I have gone via the Slippery Eels and Pete being Pete's gone Tigers.
Of course.
Why wouldn't you?
The Spud's gone the Eels and I too am going to go the Eels. I think I've followed the Spud in everything this week.
Well, considering the Spud's basically last, that may not be the best thing to do.
Or no. The Spud might actually catch up this week.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the question we had about the Jokers and the Spud. We should probably play the Jokers when Pete plays a Joker.
That makes sense.
Yeah, keep it in lockstep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have to work out with Pete.
Do we get strategic?
I don't know. We're trying to keep block with Pete, aren't we?
What if we play the Jokers during Origin rounds for the Spud?
Well, that's what I like to do. I like to play during Origin or just after, when you kind of know who's in and out and maybe there's a couple one-sided teams. So it's nice, easy, cheap points.
We'll have to think about this.
That's my strategy. We'll don't steal
put,
it.
We'll have to put some more thought into it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another meeting. Team about meeting. The meeting.
Team meeting.
Yeah. Yep. That works well. All right. Now, I'm trying to find the next segment, which is not in the run sheet.
Oh, no?
Or the screenshot from it is not in there.
Is this the multi?
Yes.
Okay, well, I can help with that if
you want. I was trying to be subtle. Actually, I can too because I put it on, so.
The multi is actually in the group chat, but you're right, it is not in the run sheet.
I don't have a group chat open. That's fine. That's because I also bet on this one because I think it's pretty good. So...
It's a winner.
With no further ado.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's time. All thanks. Diffusion Networks. If you've got glitches in your switches, if you've got issues with your, patching, if you're getting viruses in your...
I don't want network. To fix viruses. Don't call me for viruses.
Look, if you've got a problem with a computer, if you've got a problem with a server, if you've got a problem with your network.
Email, domains.
Emails, domains.
Yeah, let's do some emails.
Get a website. Set it all up.
No, don't do it.
Give Fusion Networks a call. And Morgan Holmes Evans will fix you up. Yes, that's right. It's not Pistols Multi. It's Bob and Morg's Multi.
So you know you're going to have a good run at it this week.
Yes, you might actually win something. I like this one. I really do. I've got on board with it as well.
I'll tell you what, when Rob puts his money on board, then you know you've got a good chance.
Oh, totally. You should see my balance. It's not great.
Okay.
They keep telling me to do a deposit limit. So gamble responsibly.
That's a good sign.
It's probably a good sign. This one is kicking off with the Brisbane versus Collingwood game on, which is actually tonight as you listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was about to say, what are we recording for?
Yeah, just put the TV on.
This is also known as the Pete versus Morgo game.
It is. It's the grand final replay of Brisbane versus Collingwood. Mm. It is, I believe, at the Gabba. It looks like it is.
Pete's still sucking about the grand final.
Yeah, why not? I'm kind of with him there. And we're just going to anytime goal scorers here. We're playing it pretty damn safely. It's one of the cheapest legs, actually. We're picking Jamie Elliott.
We wussed out.
Yeah, we didn't want to put a winner here.
We wussed out.
You know, there's a bit too much emotion. Yeah. The Lions might actually get back here.
Yeah.
They are short price favourites. And so we're going Jamie Elliott for Collingwood and Joe Danaher. Just anytime goal scorers, one each.
And that's risky because Joe can bomb it out from 60, but Joe, he could be 5 metres out and he'll shank it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
90 degrees.
Then we're going another two-leg same game multi. This one's a little little richer. I picked this one, so blame me if this one dies. Of course, Friday night, it is the Cowboys. So we're taking the Cowboys head-to-head into Zach Laybutt being an anytime try scorer.
Laybutt's a risky one here, I reckon. Cowboys, I think you're solid. Laybutt, I hope so.
Well, of course. Yep. And then we go to Saturday, and it's going to be Essendon versus St Kilda. We're going to take St Kilda.
Yeah, if you're on a run.
Just the win.
Just the win, straight up money line.
For the Saints to take on the Bombers. It's $1.60 on its own, that one. And then, if we've made it that far, we're taking the Dolphins 1-12. Against the Titans.
That is a good bet.
In the Aldi Derby.
Have you noticed how much the Dolphins have made the Titans irrelevant? No one cares about the Titans.
No.
The Dolphins you get behind.
Yeah.
You know, like you're Cowboys first team, second Queensland team, Dolphins.
Did anyone ever get behind the Bronx? The
no one cared about the Titans. just go away.
Big shout out to Matty Burrell.
Yeah.
At the Beers and Banner podcast. Yeah.
Sorry, Matty. No, actually, you know what? Big fan of Titans.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So that one, all together, if you power play that one and throw $20 on it, thanks to Fusion Networks, you can what's the payout for that one?
We're looking at $673.16 AUD.
That's AUD, I'm glad you specified. That's pretty good. It's no pistol.
Yeah, look, it's not 2,000.
But it's a lot.
It's actually a realistic one of coming in and winning.
It's realistic.
Yeah, and that's sometimes we just need a couple little ones to keep the bank account rolling.
Well, 600 is better than...
600 is better than nothing.
Actually, I think one of the ones, pistols multi, an actual pistol multi was about $600.
Yeah. When he wins it, but normally the smaller ones.
But yeah. He's not winning the $32,000big jobbies.
No. They always fall over on the first night.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you at least want to get your money's worth. You want to get through to the Sunday, Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Monday game. Let's get through to the Monday.
Yeah.
Friday night, first game, dead. That's no good.
No. Not good for anybody.
No.
All right. Well, that's...
Pistols Multi. All thanks to Fusion Networks.
I really like that overlay.
I think you should start reading the news.
No, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But it would be like the news from the 50s.
Yeah. Today news.
News just in. Cars can run on gasoline.
See that bridge?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's...
See that? For those that don't know, there was a bridge in Baltimore, in the US.
Was was a big one too. 1.5K long, I think it was.
It was like the second longest span in northern America or some rubbish. Mm. I don't know. It's a huge bridge.
Big bridge.
Cantilever type thing.
Yep. Good looking bridge.
And this massive cruise ship, not a cruise ship.
Cargo ship. Container ship. Yep.
Had a couple power issues or something.
Just cracked it.
And hit one of the pylons and just
gone.
Demolished.
I was shocked at how easy it came down.
I think that's part of, I'm no engineer, but I was reading something about the way the cantilever, you know, it's like that A-frame sort of cantilever style. If you take out a pylon, like that's what happens.
But if you're building a bridge in a shipping lane, would you not think about if a ship was to hit a pylon?
Well, you'd put some kind of protection around the pylon.
Wouldn't you put something around it?
Yeah.
I mean, not to laugh about it.
But it mustn't happen often.
Well, no. But seriously, wouldn't they think about this as a possibility? Just seems a bit easy.
I know some engineers and probably not.
No. Yeah, I know a couple too, actually.
Also,
everything's
built to a price.
That's true.
And designed to a price.
That's true. And everything in the States is old. It's all busted and rusted and, you know, it's no good.
Still, it's no laughing matter. A few people confirmed died.
But I just can't believe how simple.
The ship put out a mayday.
Did it?
And they stopped traffic.
Oh, that's smart.
Apparently the deaths were either construction workers or security.
There were people on the bridge working on the bridge, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was those construction guys.
Yeah, that's horrible. Mm. But, yeah, horrific.
How often do you see a bridge just collapse?
Yeah, that's a thing.
I mean, the last time a bridge collapsed or fell apart.
London Bridge.
I don't think so. I think it was Crimea, actually.
That's different.
It was a terrorist.
It was blown up.
Yes. That's the last time I saw a bridge fall.
Rocketed.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was exploded. It was a truck full of explosives.
Yeah, I think it was, actually. Yeah. Well, now I know they can just... Oh, we shouldn't joke about this. Now everyone knows that they can just drive a ship in.
Don't give them ideas.
No. Anyway, all right. No. There you go.
All right. So the playlist, we're going to add a couple songs to it because that's what we do every week. That's our job. We signed up for this job. We get paid. No, we don't.
Has old Pistol sent one in?
That's what I was just jumping on the group chat to look for, and it doesn't look
like.
He gave us his AFL tips.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
Yep, just what we wanted.
But no song. No. So do we pick
one for him?
Oh, should we?
What do we think he's been listening to after 2 weeks out in the Kimberleys?
Well, we've heard about all his what he's been fantasizing about. If you're on the Patreon chat, and I'm just waiting. I'm just trying to kill time here.
He was talking about a lot of copper. What about flying copper? Is it live? Remember that band Live?
Yeah, that's throwing copper.
Throwing copper. Yeah. That's what he was doing. He was telling us in the Patreon chat how he was throwing all this copper around, how heavy it was.
That is true.
But they had to have a break every like 3 seconds.
3 tons per square inch.
Yeah, that's a lot of tons.
Wasn't it every 10 minutes he had to have a break?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Is it just because his knees don't work?
I don't know. He's broken.
Yeah.
His joints.
You know how he said he's in Catherine? I don't think he was.
No.
Because he said he went to Catherine.
Yeah.
And he got hit by Megan. I think he's been chasing Meghan Markle around.
Oh.
And that's the Megan thing. Yeah.
Could be.
I know, it's a really, really bad joke. Look,
as a half English person, I do have strong thoughts on Meghan Markle.
I bet you do.
Not a fan.
No.
She's taken poor Harry away.
What about Kate?
Oh, that's a tragedy. That's bad.
That's bad. I was going to, you know, I didn't deep dive into the conspiracy theory that she was, I don't know, they thought she was.
Oh, no, this house is conspiracy theory plus. We are down the rabbit hole. We've got the red string out on the wall.
I like how you pointed a thumb in a particular direction just then.
Yeah, no, we're talking deep dive on the TikToks.
Really?
We've got false sightings. We've got drones. It's all.
Drones and all. Okay. Yep. All right.
No, it's been an affair.
We've delayed long enough that Pistol has actually sent in a song.
Could you tell?
What? That we delayed.
We delayed.
It was a good delay, wasn't it? It was seamless. You would never have known. Mm. So Pete's gone Stone Sour through Glass.
Yeah, right. I don't know that song.
I've got no idea. I'm going to have to search this one.
I still like my idea of Frank Copper, just quietly. I might use that next week.
I mean, it would make sense. I'm just going to play a half bar.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's a good song. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep. Now I do. We didn't seem to get cancelled last week by having a few.
No, who's going to cancel us?
By a few things. So anyway, that's what Pete has added to the playlist. Mm-hmm. And when I say Pete has added to it, I'll have to add that sometime later in the week.
Yep, correct.
Because I only just put on, I think, last week's picks today because I'm a bit slow. Morgan.
Yeah, so I have gone basically with the masses and the popularity of Townsville.
Freaking, here we go.
I've gone Townsville's favourite daughter, favourite wife.
Favourite daughter.
I've gone Pink.
Favourite fly-in.
Yeah, favourite buzz-in.
Do you remember the big buzz around her coming to play one of the V8 concerts?
Oh, no.
Years and
no,
years ago. They reckon she was going to fly in.
Really?
What is it, Travis? Someone is her husband or whatever. He was doing...
motorcycle dude.
Yeah, he was doing motorcycle stunts that weekend here.
Oh, that makes sense.
They went, oh, she's going to come.
She's going to come too.
They didn't announce who the concert was and it ended up being like fucking...
Ian... Who's the guy they always get? He's like Mr. Reliable.
I was going to say Ian Thorpe.
No, Ian Moss. Ian Moss?
Yeah, someone like that.
Every time you can't get anyone, Ian Moss turns
up. Sign Ian Moss.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway. No, I've gone my girl Pink. Get the party started. Went and saw her Saturday night.
Yep.
Fantastic concert.
Would have been.
Probably trashed the hallowed turf at QBCC Stadium for a couple of weeks.
Well, there's plenty of time.
Plenty of time to recover. But
they laid it, if I'm not mistaken, they laid out covering.
Hard plastic all across it, like plastic tiles.
Mm.
But, I mean, I had my bin on my grass for half a day and the grass has gone bad.
But, you know, so, that's your grass versus hallowed turf.
True. But also I'm not spilling about 1,800 litres of rum and wine on my glass at the same time.
No.
On my grass, I should say.
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll go on Pink. Get the party started, get around it.
All right, very good. Mine's a little bit subtle. Not subtle. Mm. Subtle's the wrong word. Crowded House.
Mm, great
weather, song. Weather with you.
Mm, very nice.
Always take the weather with you.
Always take the weather.
Don't.
Take the weather. Take the weather with you.
We should sign out with that. That actually wasn't bad.
Not bad.
You know what that was better than? Yeah. Look.
Well, we didn't have the buttons to press, so I had to do with what I got.
You had the intro. I don't know how you played the intro.
I didn't play the intro. Did you not detect my beautiful editing?
Did you edit that
I edited that in.
Well
done. You can't hear the bit where I didn't fade it properly and it kind of glitches and goes bzzz.
No. Well done.
I did, but it got to a point where I went, you know what, near enough is good enough.
Okay, that's good. No, you did a good job. I had no idea.
I don't have the editing skills of yours truly.
Oh, yeah, totally. Mine's just cut and paste.
I had some issues with the crossfade, trying to get it to fade into where I started speaking.
Right.
Because initially it was intro, silence. Welcome, Tonga Ranch. But we got there in the end.
Look, it takes a while to get there sometimes. Yeah. But once you get there, it's all good. Look.
Always learning.
Speaking of crossfading.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's exactly what's going on right here.
This beautiful new Road Player 2 desk.
It is so nice.
It's sexy.
The sliders are smooth. There's lit up buttons.
The buttons are beautiful.
And you can change these colours.
Oh, that's amazing.
We've got no video tonight, but...
No, we'll get video next week, mate?
Yeah, video next week. We'll do a quick tour of the new
digs.
The new Rodecaster Pro 2 in the White House.
We've even got a cat around here somewhere.
Oh, I know. It was just...
We've got a studio cat.
Just sniffing my foot, actually.
Loves the feet.
Apparently.
Yep.
Who doesn't?
Both of the cats here love feet.
There's another cat?
There's two.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got two.
Yeah. Right.
Hence again.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Yep. Copy.
Oh, this isn't just a romantic little chat. I didn't do that for the beautiful lighting.
Right. So that's to mask the...
Just to make sure.
Yeah. Mask the litter.
Yeah.
It's all right. I can smell it anyway. It doesn't matter.
Hey, cup, edit, cut.
All good. You can find us at On The Ranch NQ on Instagram. You can find me at XRBob on Twitter, amongst other places these days. Pistol, you can find him at the pub. Or in Catherine. Or look down.
Or at the doctor's.
The next gopher hole you come across.
Yeah.
Just have a look down there.
Have a local day surgery, get his MCL repaired.
Or at an optometrist.
Yeah, that too.
Getting new glasses.
That too. Oh, he's falling apart.
Yeah, we're going to check him into a nursing home. Morgan Holmes Evans on every social you can find.
Yeah, social media. I'm trying to put a big effort in to be more social.
You are.
Yeah.
You're quite social.
Quite social on social media. I'm checking the Facebook chat.
Checking the Facebook chat?
Yep, all over it.
You are, actually.
A couple times a day I'm
we only had to summon, in. We only had to say your name four times today.
Four times was the magic number.
It is.
Yep.
It's a bit like Candyman.
Yep.
Very good. That's all thanks to Fusion Networks. Also thanks to YesPF for all your property and stuff like that.
Finance. Property and finance.
All the above.
PNF, property and finance.
Up the Cowboys.
Go the Cowboys. Woo, yeehaw.
Hall.
And in other news.